Hey guys, yours truly, king of the digital assets. You know all those photos you've collected over the years, kids growing up, that epic vacation, the game last weekend, they're all just sitting around on your phone, dying a slow digital death in that camera app. That's why I love the idea of the Aura Frame. Got sent one of these puppies and it is awesome. Rated number one by Wirecutter, it lets you beam those memories straight from your phone to a stunning digital display. And not just in your home, you can beam that to your mom's home, or your sister, or your brother's, or whoever has an Aura frame. I might get one for my parents preloaded with a year's worth of moments that they'd missed, and instant tears will flow, and the good kind. For a limited time, visit AuraFrames.com and get a $45 discount on their best-selling Carver Matte Frames by using promo code ZABE at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code ZABE. This exclusive Black Friday Cyber Monday deal is their best of the year. So don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Get those digital assets off your phone and where they belong, in front of you and your loved ones. They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. It's Minnesota, Wisconsin week.
Look, 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 look.
Oh, beauty, go.
Look, 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 sky, you ma.
Okay. Good day
and
welcome to our city.
Well done, my man.
Sky, you ma, slogan used by the University of Minnesota since 1884.
Yes.
When the newly emerging football team was coached by one Thomas Peebles, a philosophy professor and Princeton faculty member. During the team scrimmages, Peebles would often yell, "Sis, boom, ah, Princeton," after a score, relying on the cheer from his alma mater. However, it was team captain John W. Adams. I don't think
okay.
that's our president.
I think he was a president, wasn't
really?
He?
Really? Okay. John Adams played football at Minnesota?
Who knew?
He said he wanted one have that one of them, one that would have a characteristic Minnesota flavor. And so that was where the origins of Sky Yuma begin?
We have a whole song. We've got a whole song around it, a rouser built around Sky Yuma, Minnesota.
Right.
And, you know, I always thought
Sky Yuma was a Native American term. I thought it was going to mean man with narrow boat or something like that.
Yeah, right. which would make sense here, by the way. Like, hey, don't pee off the edge of the canoe. That would work.
Yeah, that would work as well. So I feel like we should have a wager, even though you didn't attend the University of Minnesota.
No, I did.
You did?
I did 1 year at St. Olaf. And then because my family could not afford to send me there anymore, it was either loans or the U of M. So off I went to the U of M.
So wait a minute, you're a proud gopher.
Well, I'm a gopher.
you're not a proud gopher.
The pride, it waxes and wanes a little bit.
Yeah.
But yes, I am a gopher. I would like to see good things happen to my team.
Okay, well, here's the rouser right here. For thy colors, true we shall ever be, firm and strong, united we are. Ra 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 for Sky Yuma, ra 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 for the U of M.
Yeah, don't look for a lot of deep meaning in our rouser.
Every school has to have one. So this is the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Of all the trophy games out there, Floyd of Rosedale, the Keg of Nails, the Dirty Town Whore, the Land Grant Trophy, all the things they play for, I think Paul Bunyan's axe is the best because it's a literal 4-foot wooden axe.
Which is pretty badass, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I've held it.
You have.
Well, yeah, have you?
Under what circumstance? No, I have not. I don't think I've ever been in the presence of the axe.
Yeah, Wisconsin PR people brought it by a little rally they had in downtown Milwaukee, and we were there as a radio station, and they let me hold it and take a picture. I kind of felt dirty. Like, I could feel only that the young men who have fought and bled for that trophy should be able to hold it, but they're like, nah, take a picture with it. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, see, part of the reason I've never held the axe is that the Gophers never have the axe.
It's been a hot minute, but that's going to make Friday's game all the more spicy. You guys have outperformed this year, I'd say. And
and
Wisconsin has underperformed this year. So there you go.
Let me I'll give you 30 seconds what you need to know about Gopher football in advance of this game. They brought in a precision touch passer from New Hampshire as their quarterback this year after having the same kid for 6 years due to the COVID situation. And Max Brosmer is his name. He's good. He does not a ton of arm talent, but he can dissect plays. He can throw an accurate pass. And then they've got a particularly good running game with a couple of different guys that they can put in. The defense has always got NFL-ready safeties. We keep sending safeties to the NFL, and we've got a star safety, and he's a freshman, and for the life of me, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, and I should know, but I do not remember. The Gophers came within a moment of beating number 4 Penn State last week, and what would have been one of the bigger upsets in really program history.
Yeah. For the love of Rashad Bateman, you got to win this game, for God's sakes. For the honor of Antoine Winfield Jr., you must win this game. If you have any respect for Benjamin St. Juiced, you need to win this game. For the love of God.
Nicely done.
For the family of Eric Murray of the Texans, is that the safety you were thinking about? Because he is one.
No.
Jordan Howden of the Saints. I'm just looking at Gophers in the NFL right now.
No, there's the Gopher was drafted in, I think, the second round at safety by the Giants last April. And I'm spacing his name, too. But yeah, you can tell I'm an NFL focused guy. But I do. I kind of watch the Gopher game.
I know.
Yeah, I care.
All right. How about a friendly bet, you and I?
OK.
Manny's bet.
Oh, do I get the points?
No.
Why? I want the points.
Badgers are only favored by 2, I think.
Okay, but here's the deal. All right, fine. I'll take Gophers straight up, but it is redeemable in the next 13 months.
Steak dinner. Steak dinner bet.
Manny's. Manny's Boom. Dinner.
Well, yeah.
Manny's if
I'm,
dinner
if I'm
with an
there.
Expiration date.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You got to, you know, you look, if you want you got to come get it.
Well,
that's right. I'm not going to carry this on 8 years and you know, hold it, lording this over me.
If I have no business or I'm not sent there on business at someone else's expense, that's a $500 winning bet for a $200 steak dinner.
That's right. But my company is worth at least $301. That makes it a winning proposition for you.
All right. We're going to blitz through the NFL in this podcast today. We're going to give it the bare minimum effort. We're going to go no more than 30 minutes on the nose. Hang up on me after 30, if you don't mind.
28 and a half.
Okay. Let's start with a couple of things that shook free last week, starting with the curious case of Daniel Jones. It's not shocking that he got released after being demoted to third string. What is shocking to me is the weird kerfuffle spawned by one L. Duncan on ESPN. Are you familiar?
No. It's okay. L. Duncan.
Did you see Daniel Jones's hostage video?
Oh, come on. No, but okay. I'm very intrigued by this.
Okay. So he read this statement in which he basically groveled.
Yeah.
And he said, well, that's what I mean by hostage. It felt like a hostage video. I take full responsibility and not living up to my part of these losing games. I'm like, bro, you tried as hard as you could. You just weren't very good. The whole team's not very fucking good. Have you not noticed? Here's one of the great stats of the Giants. Not only are they 0-6 at home on their way to 0-8, but they haven't had a lead in six straight games.
Oh,
Imagine living your life that way.
Oh, brutal. Right.
So here was L. Duncan riffing on this weird and I think unnecessary statement by Daniel Jones. Take a listen.
Normally reserved taking the L for Fridays, but Giants quarterback Daniel Jones just did something so inexplicable that we made an exception. After being benched this week, Jones took to the podium to say goodbye to the franchise and fans. But with like seven games left in the season.
All right, wrote something down just to make sure I say it the right way.
I'm sorry. You have to write this down? Then you go to Duke?
Giants. Bitch. Truly a dream come true. I'm extremely grateful to the Mara and Tisch families for the chance to play here. The Giants are truly a first-class organization. I have nothing but genuine respect and appreciation for the people who have built it and who helped carry on that tradition. Thank you to all my teammates, coaches, and staff that have done so much for me these past 6 years. Of course, this season has been disappointing for all. I'm excited for the next opportunity. I know that there's a lot of good football in front of me, and I'm excited about that. To all the fans, I have deep respect and appreciation for your passion and love for the Giants. The fans are a huge part of what makes playing for the Giants so special. Thank you.
You guys think he had this saved in his notes since like 2020? In all seriousness, DJ, I could have saved you like 90 seconds. A rewrite. Sorry you paid me $108 million for one playoff win. And I look forward to reviving my career as Brock Purdy's backup. The end.
All right.
Savage.
Rate that takedown.
That's pretty good. I got to be honest.
Was it fair game and in proper taste for the worldwide leader in sports?
It's very edgy for the worldwide leader, I think, who generally is not this forward facing in their scathing rebuke of a player. Jones was, you know, that statement wasn't for the Giants fans at all. That
who was
statement,
it for the next
his next employer. It was so that he would show a future employer that he is a good guy who will say the right things in the right moment, that you don't have to worry about him. That was part of the rehabilitation process to get him landed with his next team and maybe the team after his next team, because his next team is probably only going to be for seven more games.
Yeah, I know. But if I was his agent, I would have said, we're not doing this. You're going to say, look, I appreciate the Giants. I wished I had played better. I gave it everything I had, and it didn't work out. But I remain good friends with my teammates, and I wish them the best going forward. That's enough.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
This was over-the-top groveling. Now, L. Duncan got apparently blowback from the Giants themselves. Their PR people really? Called and said, yeah, this is bullshit. Like, you wouldn't do this for any other quarterback, much less a black quarterback. But, you know, they were like, we don't like the fact that you did this.
This is a performance-based business. Nobody's talking about your personal life. Nobody's gotten into anything. Your performance was put on public display, and you were 20 games under 500. You have been abhorrent. You have been awful as the quarterback for the New York Giants. And on top of it all, they let go of Saquon Barkley to make sure they took care of you. They gave you the bag instead of him, which is another blemish.
That's not his fault, though.
That's not his fault.
The New York Giants, respectfully, shut the hell up. Y'all are awful as an organization. You won a Super Bowl.
Ella's sitting there on set, making little, you know, well, did I do something wrong faces? You want to? Cam Newton is there squirming, making smiley faces, being Cam Newton, the weirdo that he's become.
Super Bowl in 2011. Outside of that, since 2011, the Giants have made, that's 13 years, the Giants have made the playoffs twice. They've won one playoff game.
All right, big recitation of stats. We don't need all that. But I think, and I'll just offer this up, it's a terrible segment for Ms. Duncan, and here's why. Taking the L. I get it. L, you know, take the L, take the loss. And it's got a graphic of a hand making an L. It's terrible for her, Charch, and here's why. Men don't like women doing that. It's a huge insult. It's one of the biggest put-downs a woman can have to a man. Am I right?
What, questioning your career? No, what do you mean?
When a woman does the L sign to a man.
Oh.
Like that
I didn't
is
know you meant it. I didn't know you meant it literally. She put the hand to the forehead literally, not figuratively?
No, but in her segment, you just heard, they have a graphic on screen with that hand making an L.
I got
you. And if I'm her talent manager, I'd say, look, you don't need to be a bitch. You don't need to be a mean girl here. Who's this going to get you over with? Like, why don't you be somebody who can be sassy and splashy, but not a fucking you-know-what?
Well, like,
this was piling on in a needless way for a SportsCenter anchor who doesn't need to be the opinion carrier on that network. That's just me. She's entitled to have her opinion. It was an out-of-the-blue dunk on a player who got overpaid and sucked. There's a line of those guys, Charch, around the block, overpaid and sucked.
All right, you've swayed me to a certain degree. I don't like the fact that you are holding her, a woman, to a different standard from a guy, which it sounds like you are. I think the rules should be the same.
She's an anchor. She's not one of the opinionists on set.
That is fair. Because there usually is a distinction there, and I think that's fair. Also fair, he was bad. He owned it. I mean, he owned his L, right? So you would think you don't need to reiterate it as you would if he had made a bunch of excuses, right? But he didn't. He said, you know, I wasn't good enough. We didn't win enough games, blah, blah, blah. So he took the L. So you know what? I think you've convinced me. Never let it be said in the history of the show. I don't think I have ever moved off my opinion on anything, but I'm moving off of this one. I think you're right.
All right. Now that brings us to this part of the big blue drama. This is from Connor Hughes of Sportsnet New York.
A few weeks ago, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane received votes of confidence from John Mara. Essentially, barring unforeseen circumstances, the two would be back for the team in 2025. Those unforeseen circumstances, they are here. The Giants have devolved into a borderline embarrassment with this 30-7 loss to the Buccaneers
borderline
being a microcosm of everything that is wrong with this team right now. Defensively, they can't stop the pass. They can't rush the pass, or they can't stop the run. They can't tackle. Offensively, Daboll thought that benching Daniel Jones and inserting Tommy DeVito into the lineup would provide this team a boost. There was no boost. This offense scored just 7 points and is averaging 14.8 points per game this season. That is not only last in the entire NFL. That number doesn't just seem low. It is the lowest mark in franchise history, tied for the lowest mark in franchise history with the 1979 Giants for any team that played at least 16 games. This team has regressed every single year under Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Now you have players in the locker room like Dexter Lawrence, Malik Nabers, saying this team is soft. When Brian Burns was asked if the message from the coaching staff is still getting through, and Dexter Lawrence was asked if this team still has faith in their coaches, both players said, I think so. You had Nabers coming dangerously close to calling out the play calling. There are teams that turn it around, franchises that turn it around. But when a coach loses the locker room, that's it. And Dable's grasp on this locker room, it is hanging on by a thread. Mara wants to stay the course. He wants to believe that Shane and Daboll can turn it around. Right now, there is mounting evidence that that is not going to happen.
All right, Charge, the floor is yours. They are a complete disaster.
Boy, that was really well said. Who was that again?
That's Connor Hughes.
Connor Hughes, that was he notes, everything he said.
No prompter. Everything. A minute 45, pop, right down the line. They can't bring back this shithead GM. He's been clowned forever by being on Hard Knocks offseason.
Yes.
Telling
Which
Saquon
will never
Barkley.
Happen again. It will never happen again. No GM is going to sign up for that. When you see how just loosey-goosey some of the decisions that are made really are and how bad they can be when you peel away the curtain, see what's back there,
yeah.
And you're like, really? This is how things went down? Wow. Like the excuse making for Daniel Jones, bad play, the way they handled Saquon. Joe Shane came out as very unsympathetic in that show. And then, of course, the key decisions that he made, including the Brian Burns trade and many others, have all gone belly up. And it's all magnified by the fact that, you know, we don't know. Most people couldn't say the transaction log of the Buccaneers right now, offseason transaction logs. We don't know. We don't care. But you know about all the key moves from the Giants offseason because we watched them all on Hard Knocks. So they're all magnified and none of them worked.
Yeah. Here was the exchange if you missed it on Hard Knocks. This is Shane telling Barkley on the phone, basically, go shop yourself.
Hello?
Saquon.
Yeah, what's up?
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Just chilling with the fam.
You doing all right? It's such a cheesy fucking opening right there.
Yeah.
Just started this way. Hi, Saquon. It's Joe. Look, I hate this because you're a great player, but you know we've made a decision that we're going to go in a different direction. So you're going to go out there, and there's going to be teams that I'm sure are going to want your services. They're going to pay you very well, and you deserve that. I'm sorry that it's not working out here. It's just a part of the business, okay? Stay healthy and have a great year. Try not to hurt us if you go somewhere in division. Boom, done. That's classy to me. Listen to this fucking bullshit.
You in Jersey right now?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, you do. Who cares? Yeah.
How's the offseason been? You doing anything?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, I've been good.
Seen any good movies lately?
Starting to get into the offseason treatments.
Yeah. All right, so I just talked to Ed Barry, and I think just mulling over this, the right thing to do is let you test the market and see what your value is. I don't want to do the franchise thing or all that stuff again. I don't want to go through that. We've both been through that. You know, if you really want to be a Giant for life and you're interested in staying here and coming back, just see what your market is and then have Ed come back to us and we'll see if we can come to an agreement.
All right, I appreciate that.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Can you give me your word on that, or you're not going to give us a chance?
Can you give me your word? Fuck you. You're
what
the
heck?
Why do I owe you my word? You're the one telling me to hit the bricks.
What do you mean? I'm circling back.
Yeah.
I'm circling back.
I mean, I already told you where I want to be.
I already told you where I want to be. And I guess that means both with the Giants
money.
And my agent said, here's the money I need to stay.
Okay. All right, well, let's do that. We'll go out and see what the market says.
Yeah, no, we'll do that. You ain't doing shit is what you're doing. You're getting fired.
I think it's the right thing to do. I love you, man. I appreciate everything you did for the organization. Yeah. You know, the 2 years I was here. And I'm not saying we're not going to get something done, but I think it's right if for some reason it doesn't work out that you know that the organization thinks the world of you and everything you've done. Yeah. But hopefully, you know, you go out there, you see the market, and you say, you know what, I want to be here, and you give us a shout back.
Yeah, we see the market. Unbelievable. Uh-huh. That, talk about the worst way to go about that. Did you see the clip of Joe Shane's son begging his dad to move up and take Jaden Daniels?
I did it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
The kid would have been a better GM than Joe Shane. He would have said, look, we're really close. We're a couple spots. Go up and go get him. Fucking make a swing for it, you know? Well, that kid is not going to be the kid of an NFL GM much longer.
No, and so here's the thing, and why it does make sense. If you're a GM, your life expectancy, job expectancy, is tied directly to your ability to get a franchise quarterback. Don't get one, and it's over fast. Do get one, and now you've got a runway for years. Yeah. So it makes sense for teams, for general managers, to spend future currency, throw in whatever they got to do to get the quarterback of the future, because that's how you stay employed. And yeah. He did not have the good sense to do that.
Yeah. They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. So that brings us, while we're here in North Jersey, to the other elephant in the room.
Where is Aaron right now?
Where is Aaron Rodgers right now? Because Rodgers could be cut himself in the coming days or weeks. What do you think is going to happen with Aaron?
Where is Aaron right now?
They're not cutting him. Come on. They're not cutting him. That is just stupid media speculation.
Really?
There's nothing to that.
Why
would
they?
Cutting him. Why would they? Why? What does that gain them? They, you know, if you're tanking and you don't want him because he's too good, then that, I mean, you can, they're losing with him. I mean, I don't know. It would be so ignominious to give up on Aaron Rodgers now, when you still have time to reverse some of the narrative about your horrible decision-making.
Okay, USA Today, 5 Aaron Rodgers landing spots if the Jets actually cut him this season.
Geez.
Why releasing Aaron Rodgers now may not be the New York's best Jets best option. Will the Jets release Aaron Rodgers? Why New York is increasingly likely to bench him? Don't pretend like I'm making this shit up out of nowhere. This is being talked about, a charge.
I know it is. I'm saying there's nothing to it. I don't believe they're going to turn this team over to Tyrod Taylor.
I just gave you something to it. The Jets are out of the playoffs, right? You know that, right?
Okay. Jets are out.
So if Rodgers, who has had these various injuries that he claims he's not letting even the training staff look at because I'm just an old tough guy, then why would you play him into the ground
the rest of the year. You're not, he's not coming back to the Jets next year. Can you at least see that on the wall?
Yeah, okay. That seems very unlikely. New general manager coming next year. They'll want to get their own guy. They're going to be sitting near the top of the draft. I wonder where the draft pick, the draft selection is for the Jets right now. It's probably sitting at like 5, 6, something in that ballpark.
Okay.
And yeah, I just
they hold
think
the seven overall pick, number 7.
Thank you. Well done. Well done.
The internet's open right now.
The internet works.
They're talking maybe Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. Although they're not going to be available there. Another option would be signing a veteran bridge quarterback in free agency. Well, if Rodgers comes to the Jets and says, look, I am sorry that I ever picked up the phone from Woody Johnson because you guys are fucking clowns. And the Jets would go right back at you there, ayahuasca boy. If he says that I'm playing next year somewhere, then it only makes sense to put him on the shelf and bench him. And so if you're going to bench him, you might as well cut him.
Wait, why would it only make sense to bench him if he says he intends to play?
Because he'd be like, look, I'm playing next year somewhere else, so I don't want to beat myself into a pulp playing for you guys when I know I'll be elsewhere. It's similar to what Zach Wilson told the Jets last year. Do you remember? He was like, well, I know you guys are fucking trading me, so guess what? I don't want to play. And then the reports got out that he basically turned down a call to duty, and people ripped him for it. Quarterbacks don't want to do that. So that's ending badly. So the Daniel Jones thing has ended badly, and now the Aaron Rodgers thing is ending badly.
You know, maybe I'm just being too puritanical about this because we're only 1 year removed from Russell Wilson being, you know, shoveled out of the way.
Russell Wilson was deactivated in Denver. The Redskins deactivated RG3 after his comeback season so that he could, quote, be ready for the offseason program. Literally the words Mike Shanahan said about the move, which was shocking. And now Daniel Jones has been cut. Don't put it past. The only reason to keep Aaron Rodgers on the team is to not embarrass him. But benching him is also embarrassing.
That's almost worse, isn't it? If he were benched for Tyrod Taylor for the rest of the year and he was going to be sitting on the sidelines, on the bench, watching the game like the rest of us. Ooh, man.
What if Tyrod Taylor plays better in this short span?
And it seems unlikely given Tyrod Taylor's history. Well, he is not by backup standards, he's not the worst backup around,
but
he's not exactly a winner or else he'd be a starter somewhere.
I know. Would you consider Rodgers next year on the Vikings?
I think the Vikings, mark the tape. I believe Daniel Jones will be here next year and possibly this year.
Back up Sam
to
Darnold?
Back up JJ. No, Darnold's going to be gone.
Oh, he's on a 1 year deal.
Yep. He's on a 1 year deal. This is a prove it deal and he's proving it.
So you don't want to keep him.
Well, the problem is they got J.J. McCarthy. They put the 10th overall pick of the draft into a quarterback who looked promising in training camp, but we only got one quarter of one preseason game to see the kid, but he's been anointed the quarterback of the future. You can't re-up Sam. For what Sam's value is going to be on the open market, the Vikings can't sign him to that.
You think he's like a $25 million quarterback, like, say, Derek Carr when he washed out with the Raiders? The Saints gave him a deal that was like $25 million.
I think it's going to be at least that much, if not more, just because of the escalating prices on quarterbacks. And Sam Darnold has his last two games were very good. He's in totality, he's had a very good year. And people are going to be like, hey, you know, desperate teams do desperate things. He might be your Giants or your Jets quarterback next year.
Yeah. All right. Did you see where the Chiefs have now won 13 straight games in one-score games? It ties the record for the most one-score games. Everyone who had the Chiefs still in their back pocket for their survivor pools, like the Circa survivor pool, were very happy that game turned out the way it did. But a lot of people had the Commanders in their back pocket, and they got fucking wiped out.
They did. That was there was this magic around Jaden Daniels for the first five games of the season. Then in week six, he suffers that rib injury.
Yeah.
That the whole offense just hasn't been the same since. And Jaden had a nice fantasy box score in this last game, and it all came at the very end of the game. You know, through three quarters, he was sitting on no touchdowns, and he ran one in. He threw a couple at the end in what was effectively garbage time against the Cowboys, kind of. You know, but that was an ignominious loss. And they just, the things that were, you know, the spectacular highlight plays that we were getting from Jaden Daniels on the ground, big throws with his arm, they're just not there this year. Now, in last week's game, they had the crazy end of game or near end of game reception by Terry McLaurin, but that was largely a Terry McLaurin thing and an up Dallas Cowboys defense. But yeah, it just hasn't been the same. Injuries at running back, yeah, the Commanders, come off of the wheels a
little. Right. How much of your life did the Viking Bear game take off of you?
Oh, because
that
God
was a wild one.
Oh, Zabe. So the team's got a 99.9% win probability with 51 seconds left in the game. 99.9. And in the final 51 seconds, Caleb Williams drives down the field, scores a touchdown, gets the needed 2-point conversion, then onside kick.
Then
they got it.
Then 25-yard in route to a wide open DJ Moore. And then Cairo Santos somehow did not shit his pants. I thought it was hilarious that they had back-to-back field goals blocked. The end of last game and the first one of this game.
I know.
And it came after the league office said when they filed their complaint, like, that was illegal by the Packers. The league's like, yeah, no, run along.
And then the Vikings blocked his very next kick. But the Vikings won. Yeah. They found a way to win.
So with the division the way it is, with the 10-1 Giants, the 9-2 Vikes, and the 8-3 Packers, it is the best collective record of the top three teams in a division in like 45 years.
Yeah, since the merger,
through week number 13. Crackerjack division. And do you still have hopes and dreams of reeling in the mighty Lions?
No.
Okay. That's
Lions. This is the whole league is a two-team race. It is Lions and Eagles, and that's it. Lions, wow. Eagles. And the Eagles might be better. They might be the more well-rounded, better defense. Right now, I think if they played on a neutral site, Eagles would win.
Okay. Lions, Eagles, Chiefs, Bills. Do you want to throw the Ravens in there?
Nope.
Wow.
Two-team race.
Two-team race right now. Who are the two teams you'd bet on in the AFC? Has to be the Bills and the Chiefs.
Yeah, Bills. Man, the Chiefs can't keep doing this. They keep playing right at the opponent's level, plus 1%. That's not going to work in the playoffs.
You're like,
I'm out on the Chiefs.
You're like Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad. He can't keep getting away with this. Oh, yeah. They can. All right, Church, as always.
Thank you, my man.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see you.
My brother and I are now experts in the field.
Yeah,
eh?
Right.
Because we're a band now.
Well, so,
except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that? Making me look bad. You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it.
Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.